With soccer season kicking off just a few weeks ago, the Riverside Bulldogs have only played two games so far this season. They were able to knock in the first goal of the year in their last game against East Sac County, but unfortunately fell 4-1 last Monday. Head coach Rick Ryan said that his team made extensive improvements in that second game of the season and one of his quote-unquote happiest losses.
That was probably one of the happiest losses I've had in my career, actually. We improved a lot from our first game on Friday against TJ. We were making a lot of good passing. We were staying connected. Friday night, we weren't so connected. We had some good passing, but we were just spread too far apart. But with East Sac, it was pretty even. If we didn't have a little bit more time of possession, we had a lot of shots. They proved to me what kind of speed we have on the back, because East Sac likes to just make a few passes, get it to about midfield, and then long ball it to their speedy guys. But they weren't able to beat us on that. So we had a lot of speed back there. The difference in the game was they had four really, really good kicks. The goalie just couldn't do anything to save them. So they had some really good players. And then I think the one kid had two or three goals, but just some really impressive shots from them. That's kind of the difference in that game.
The difference between the two games was changing the formations on the offensive end. Coach Ryan focused on the basic fundamentals to break things down in the game, as they're working today to break things down to help the kids with those fundamentals. It all comes down to how the offense will flow while following these basic formations.
I kind of switched up the formation from Friday to Monday. The spacing was really bad for TJ. So I had switched formation up a little bit. Right now, I'm still focusing on the passing and some of our formations on our free kicks, our corner kicks. Still going to kind of work on the formations with them and then just stick to the fundamentals of the passing and shooting. Yeah, formations and still fundamentals is what we're going to work on today.
Riverside is returning an experienced keeper of Caden Pleas, who averaged around a 70.5 save percentage last season with 153 total saves. His return helps to place Wyatt Bell back on the defensive end after taking the place of goalie throughout the first two games of the season.
A keeper from last year decided he was going to come out and play, so we do have him back. So I can put Wyatt Bell, who's an amazing defender, I can put him at center back now and then put Caden Pleas back in the goal. He's played goal the last 3 years. So he's a pretty experienced keeper. He's going to go back in the box, and things are going to change a little bit.
With a younger team comes building confidence and chemistry. Coach Ryan believes that the chemistry builds in games, especially given the fans in the stands and the confidence that will continue to build over time. The confidence and chemistry of the team's offense to flow for the passes to be on point in games.
We will build chemistry so the kids start to figure out what each guy is going to do, because these freshmen have probably never played soccer with the 11th and 12th graders. Just confidence in the games, and we can practice all we want, but I really feel like the games is where kids really gain a lot of confidence and they go out there and do stuff in front of crowds and people. Offense, trying to figure out what works to score. We got a little plan going, try to work that plan, see how that works. And if it don't, we just need to adjust. But just staying connected up there. We know who can score for us. Just figuring out what works for us well and do it.
This week, Riverside returns to action on Tuesday, April 16th, as they'll take on Missouri Valley, and then play on Friday, April 19th at home against Creston. Both Missouri Valley and Riverside will not only be fighting for a conference win on Tuesday, but their first win of the season.
I'd like to win both them games. I'd like to see some more scoring, get all my kids there for the games. We will have full rosters for both games. Kind of expecting to win a few of these games this month.
Riverside hosts Missouri Valley on Tuesday, April 16th, with the game starting at 7 p.m. I'm Zach Collins, reporting.